Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join me for a conversation about how our guest is making a difference and learn how you can make a difference as well. Two key areas of focus for EIG are education and women and children. We support, in a variety of ways, a number of different organizations that also focus on these key areas. So when we heard about a local university who's launching a new initiative called the Institute for the Advancement of Women and Children, well, we had to sit up and take notice. So join me as we learn about this local education nonprofit and what their mission to empower women through education actually means for our community. Welcome and thank you for joining me today, Dr. Isabel Cherney, president of Mount Mary University.
Thank you so much, Jill, for having me.
You are welcome. Well, before we launch into some of the exciting things that you have going on at MMU, Mount Mary University, can you give us first a history lesson? I wasn't aware of it, of all the great things, all the history there, but I learned about it when I was doing some research. So tell us when and where it got its start.
Absolutely. Love that question, by the way. So we were created by the School Sisters of Notre Dame. Starting really in, I want to say, Mother Teresa, or she's called Blessed Teresa, Jesus Gerhardinger, in Bavaria in 1833, when Blessed Teresa, Jesus from Gerhardinger, was thinking about creating the SSNDs in Bavaria. She certainly did not believe that a large part of that history would happen in the United States of America. So she and two other sisters actually left Germany and came to the Midwest, particularly Mother Caroline. And Mother Caroline came up the Mississippi River, and there is a story where her boat actually was engulfed in fire.
Oh,
but
dear.
She survived.
Okay.
So Mother Caroline came to Milwaukee with a donkey and walked. Where the donkey stopped was in Elm Grove. And there they created a historic, which is still there, the historic building that you can see where the School Sisters of Notre Dame started their vocations. And so they created St. Mary's Institute in 1872 in Prairie du Chien. And then in 1913, came to actually still in Prairie du Chien, but it became a college. And then we were basically Mount Mary, as you see it today, was built in 1928 and opened in 1929 to 103 women in Milwaukee. It's surrounded by Wauwatosa. It's a beautiful area of 80 acres of land, and the original buildings are still there.
And it was renamed Mount Mary University in 2013, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And that is because we started several PhD doctoral level programs, and then it sort of becomes more of a university than a college.
Got it. Okay. Well, take us on your journey to Mount Mary. What does it look like?
Yes, it's really a calling. So I grew up in Switzerland, and never in my wildest dream did I think I would ever end up in Milwaukee.
From Switzerland to Milwaukee.
Yes, well, with some detour. But I met my husband the day I was going to go to London to create a company, and he happened to be from Milwaukee. Again, not knowing I would end up here. And we eventually, I went to London, created a company, came back to Geneva, Switzerland, and he was finishing up his PhD in Hamburg, Germany. Anyways, we ended up getting married. We had our two sons. And my husband felt the need to come back to the United States to be closer to his parents, who lived four houses down the road from Mount Mary.
Oh, my goodness.
So we moved to Omaha, Nebraska. So that was quite a move from beautiful Switzerland to Nebraska. And I got my bachelor's, master's, and PhD in psychology from Creighton University and University of Nebraska. at Omaha and then at Lincoln, and started my career at Creighton. And so as our sons were growing up, I was really good at teaching. And so they thought I would be a good leader and took me out of the classroom. And I created an honors program and then an EdD program in leadership, and eventually was tapped for higher ed as a whole as a leader. So we moved to Boston. One of our sons was in Boston. I became a dean of the School of Education and Social Policy back at Merrimack College. And then this job opened. So clearly I was a non-traditional student returning, and I had hired a person for my doctoral program at the time. And she called me up and she said, "You should be the next president at Mount Mary University." And I said, okay. So I applied, not ever believing I would be here. But it sort of is a full circle, because everything I learned in what the research I did was on children. As a developmental psychologist, I was interested in children's rights, but also why women don't go into STEM fields, STEM being science, technology, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. And I saw Mount Mary was also the university my sister-in-law had graduated from and was a trustee from. And so, you know, it was kind of like, this is the first building I saw when I came to Milwaukee, visit my future in-laws. And so it was really an amazing experience.
It was meant to
come
be.
Back. It was meant to be.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for taking us on that journey. All things leading up to where you're at right now, right? And I understand you have some exciting developments in enrollment, including the expansion of your nursing program. You've got a nationally ranked fashion design program, and most notably, the launch of your Institute for the Advancement of Women and Children, which is so exciting. So let's break that down and talk about each of those briefly and what the impact looks like for the broader community.
Thank you for those questions. So enrollment, if you know anything about higher education, you know that most of the income, the revenue, is all about getting more students through your doors and hopefully retain them. And we're really good at that. I'm just going to brag a little bit, because the U.S. News and World Report, which is a national ranking system, has consistently put us at the top, either number one or number two, in social mobility. That means low-income students are more likely to graduate from Mount Mary in the Midwest than any other institution.
Wow. Well, you go right on.
We go right
and
in there.
Yes.
So Mount Mary at the undergraduate level serves women only at this point, and we have men and women at the graduate programs. But at the undergraduate program, we have been able to increase our enrollment this fall. And again, I'm going to say just a quick bragging. We were the only Catholic institution to grow enrollment at the undergraduate level this past fall. Having said that, though, there are certainly a lot of things we need to do to get there. Enrollment, there's what we call in jargon demographic cliff. That means there are just fewer high school students. As of 2008, fewer children were conceived. And so particularly in the Midwest, there are fewer available students, if you want, at the undergraduate level. And there's also a little bit of a value decline. In other words, people don't necessarily see a value in a four-year degree. Yeah. And, you know, why not just go and get a job and
Or get into the trades.
Or get into the trades. Nothing against the trades.
These are
all important. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But at the same time, a four-year degree opens up doors that you would maybe otherwise not get. And in particular, those with a degree are more likely to find jobs throughout their lives. They tend to be more healthy, live longer, and be actually happier. So that's what research seems to suggest. Having said that, so in order to get more students coming to you, we have to move into areas that maybe women, for us in particular, are drawn to or maybe different from the past. When I meet with alums, they were home economic alums, or, you know, they were doing what we would call the liberal arts. And now we have chosen to go into the fields of healthcare, design, and technology. What's new now is we have a lot of majors in technology. So cybersecurity, business analytics, finance, and web design and development. That brings me to nursing. as that was one of your questions, we started a new nursing program 3 years ago, and it is by far the largest program already. Mm. We had an old swimming pool where my husband learned to swim that was filled with a healthcare center where we have 11 beds with mannequins. So for those going into OBGYN, you know, it's easier to do it on a mannequin first.
Yes.
But these mannequins are very high end. And so students can learn how to do procedures and how to speak with patients. And the thing that is really special at Mount Mary is that we combine this with integrated health. So in other words, we have a dietetics and nutrition program, a food science students that come in that work aside with the nurses, or we have, you know, a social worker coming to hear about what might be the issue so that they can clear out plans. We have our occupational therapy program, is by the way the oldest in Wisconsin. So the OTs are coming, and then the counselors, etc. And we even have an art therapy program. So when they all work together to come up with a plan that is for a patient, you know, to recuperate and to heal, it is that much better. Mm-hmm. And it is really the sort of mark of Mount Mary, which is we look after the whole person. So we look at the spiritual aspect of the, as well as the physical and the mental and intellect. I think that is just beautiful when you see them work together.
Yes, and unique.
And unique.
Yeah, sets you apart for sure.
And now we have a plan to expand, to double sort of the incoming class. We hope that we can find some funds to create a lab where the nurses can train, and a classroom, and then another space for integrated health. And that would be where all our allied health students and faculty come together to learn how to create these plans for the future patients, particularly the seniors, so that they don't have to go to five different offices to find a solution for some of their ailments. And then you talked about another new program. So we're the first institution to offer what we call reduced credit programs, so 3-year programs. So in order to do and work as we should to be more affordable, we are decreasing the number of years that you need to get to a bachelor's degree. And so this is brand new. As I said, we're the first ones in the state, and really only 10 institutions have tried it in the whole Midwest. But we have started, and we started it with a couple of majors. One is cybersecurity, one is digital marketing, and social work. And the social work is particularly interesting because if you can do your social work in 3 years, we do have a 1-year master's in social work. So you can get an MSW in 4 years, which is amazing.
Yes, yes.
So that is also something that sets us apart from other institutions here. And really, given that we are serving underrepresented groups, in particular low-income, first-generation women, this is really important. And a lot of them are mothers. And so that is also very helpful. And we have Trinity Woods on campus, mm-hmm. where we have 24 apartments for our single moms.
Yes. And Trinity Woods was a guest a couple of years
ago,
actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was exciting. Well, what initially intrigued me was this new initiative, this Institute for the Advancement of Women and Children. And I want to take a deep dive into what that looks like and the impact it will make. So hold tight. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll learn more when we return. We'll be right back.
You're listening to MPC, brought to you by Allen Becker Investment Group. At EIG, we are committed to education. That's why we host seminars throughout the year covering topics like Medicare, estate planning, real estate investing, caregiving, personal finance, and more. And the best part? They're open to everyone. Curious about what's coming up? Visit allenbecker.com/events and join us. We'd love to see you there.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Dr. Isabel Cherney, president of Mount Mary University. So, Dr. Cherney, your new initiative is called the Institute for the Advancement of Women and Children. So tell us about that and explain why the Institute is so crucial for both women and the community.
Thank you so much for that. For me, the Institute is really deeply personal. When I began my presidency, I carried with me the question that has guided me so much for my work. And that is, how do we continue to honor and carry forward the legacy, mission, and vision of these amazing, bold school sisters of Notre Dame in a way that meets the needs of today's world? My research as a developmental psychologist has always been around children. And how do we educate them? How do we give them access to what they need in order to fulfill and thrive? And we all know that if a woman is happy and healthy, the whole family is thriving. So we recently launched the Institute to about 300 guests from all over. It was a fantastic evening. And what we had done for it was highlight four centers of excellence. So part of this Institute are four centers. There is the Center for the Advancement of Women in Technology, the Center for Women's Health and Wellness, the Center for Women and Children's Rights, and the Center for Women's Leadership. So all the last 3 years, we had multiple programming and speakers and a lot of research going on in any of these areas. They're all concentric circles, basically, around what women and children need to thrive. Through the four centers of excellence, the Institute really addresses some of the most pressing issues impacting women and children locally, but also globally. So advancing human rights, healthcare access, food security and education, or developing the next generation of women leaders, expanding access and equity in technology. If you remember, everything technology has been built in a male image.
Mm-hmm.
And with AI, when you scrape the internet, that's what you get back. So we need to get more women in technology and narrowing the gaps in health and wellness for underserved communities. So those are the goals that we are seeking with the Institute. And when you think about, and I'm going to just weave in here some of the design pieces that we do at Mount Mary as well, because this goes to a technology. So every student at Mount Mary uses technology in order to advance their careers. For example, we have a large fashion design program that is actually ranked number 10 in the nation.
Wow.
So we have all the New York areas,
yes,
mostly, and RISD, and then Mount Mary.
Yay!
It was created by Sister Aloise, a woman in habit that would go to New York City and meet with the great Christian Dior and, you know, all the great names.
Wow.
And we accumulated a fashion archive of over 10,000 pieces from the most notable fashion designers in the world. And it is all at Mount Mary. We're digitizing it now. But also, all the students come with, some don't even know how to use anything. They're just interested in the design piece. And what is amazing, we have a fashion show, usually in May. All are invited to purchase some tickets. Last year, we had over 1,000 guests that came.
Okay.
Three shows. You know, they're showcasing their collections. I had my inaugurational gown made by the students.
Mm.
And I even wore it again at the launch. But they are using very advanced technology, three-dimensional virtual reality to really design the next great haute couture,
mm,
right? And actually, one of our alums, Donna Rico, made one of the dresses for Michelle Obama.
Ah.
That is now in our archive.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of a nice return. But it's to say that technology, that's why we have these cybersecurity and other advanced degrees, to help women develop and earn credits and notoriety in fields that are generally male-dominated, because they need to have a voice at the table. Engineers, if we don't have women engineers, we're going to have kitchen tops that are too tall.
Or, which I appreciate, yeah, being a tall woman. I do
not
appreciate.
Not so much for me. And when we look at the health gap, all research in health is done on men. in part because, you know, it makes sense that with pregnancies, researchers do not want to run into a problem if a child or an unborn child would possibly be having an issue, let's say, if they try new medicine. But we need to know this, and we need to figure out ways to close that gap. And as I said earlier, if we look at human rights with children and access to healthy food, access mm-hmm. to healthcare, access to housing, many of our students are unhoused or food insecure. So we do a lot of that at Mount Mary all the time. We have a pantry where students can just pick up food that they need without questions asked. We have a career closet. They can just go and pick up clothing so that they have decent clothes to wear if they go to an interview.
So if you're out there looking for a place to donate old mm-hmm. suits that maybe don't fit that would be a great, okay.
Yes,
I get asked that question actually a number of times, and a number of the places that used to be around are not.
Are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good to know. Okay.
Or food, because honestly, so many of our young women just don't have food security, and it's really sad, and we want to fill that gap. And some of the school sisters of Notre Dame are also very active in migration, immigration, and other areas. And so we also do a lot of programming around those areas. And we are a Hispanic serving institution. So how do we access everything in Spanish as well as in English for our Latina? So lots of things, lots of initiatives. And I would love for the listeners to be part of something so unique and so in need, and to join us to see what the next initiatives will be.
Well, the thing that intrigued me, and we have had Mount Mary on before, again, with Trinity Woods, talking about how you serve women in that regard. But when I saw this Institute for the Advancement of Women and Children, I thought, what, that sounds so awesome, because again, it's areas that we promote and that we support. I really enjoyed learning about it, and it's only just starting because you recently launched it. Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's just going to get better and better. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just kind of dropping that mustard seed out there for people to be aware that it exists. And just so it's on your radar, you know, be aware that it's there. Be curious. You know, we love for our listeners to be curious. Just go to the website. Just check it out. Actually, if I asked you to share a call to action for mm-hmm. our listeners today, mm-hmm. what would you say that would be?
Spread the word. Mount Mary is a hidden gem, and I want it to be the precious gem that it is, that people recognize and know. And, you know, send your niece, your sister. Every time I meet somebody, they know somebody who went to Mount Mary and had an amazing experience. We want more women and men. If you haven't finished your degree, come to Mount Mary. Everybody is so nice and accommodating. Refer a friend, I always say. And I would say, or start a certificate or a micro-credential, something. We're here to serve. But above all, come to campus, because everybody says the same thing. There's a special something. I call it the soul. This is the soul of, or the spirit of the school sisters that is in those walls that are 100 years old. And I love the word soul. And my office, I call it the Office of Grace. Mm. I do have 100 sisters that live in Trinity Woods on our campus that pray for me every single day. Mm. And I feel it. I'm just love it, because I feel surrounded by love and joy. And anybody coming into my office, you know, I just smile. Because I'm useful, I'm purposeful, and there is a vision for me, there is a calling for me.
Yeah, and they'll feel it.
They feel it.
They'll feel it. And if those walls could speak,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So we encourage, if you're looking for a university to attend, if you're looking to get involved with something very unique and special, we encourage you to check out Mount Mary. I appreciate you visiting with us today, Dr. Isabel Cherney, president of Mount Mary University. I appreciate you sharing the various ways that you support our youth along their educational journey. And I just appreciate you being here today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Stay tuned next week to hear how another wonderful organization like Mount Mary University is making a difference, and learn how you can make a difference as well. And always remember, whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.